Hello, I'm Brooke Johnson. Welcome to my father's podcast. For this week's message, or any of the messages in our archive, subscribe for free on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Bethel Christian Fellowship is a church that relies on the support of its community. We consider you a part of that community, and we would love for you to participate in our financial life. You can do that at our website at drcraigjohnson.org. Whether you're new to this space or a regular pod listener, we're glad you're here. We believe that this message will bring you hope, encouragement, and guidance. God bless you.
Good morning. Put your hands together, saints. Let's greet our loved ones. Hello, hello. Welcome, Bethel family. We have a full house today, and we are full of God's Spirit, and I am so grateful to be here. We're dealing with Gallimaufry Portraits again, part 6 in our series, and today we're going to introduce you to Hushai the Archite, because you are Hushai the Archite. We're going to break down the traits of a faithful servant of God who was an answer to prayer wherever he went. He was a friend of King David, the most intimate position you can hold. And then he was a spy. He was an undercover agent for God. Beloved, did you know that God not only wants us in an I-thou intimacy with him, but he wants to use us so that we can be instruments used to infiltrate this world? And right now, I want to encourage you. Somewhere there's a Hushai the Archite behind enemy lines that is working on your behalf. Did you know I met a woman very prominent in ministry, and she had heard me sort of give a little talk, and she wasn't too impressed with me. And she went to a friend of mine and spent the weekend at their ranch. And she was just about to put a line through my name instead of under my name. And my friend intervened. Now, I only found this out years later, but I still broke into a cold sweat. This is someone who is now a dear friend to this ministry. But she just was put off by me, and my friend stood up for me. When she was speaking a negative word, he stepped in grace, and he spoke in a behind-the-scenes moment. I only found out about 2 years after the fact that he had stood for me, and he had spoken up for me, and he had corrected misconceptions and changed her heart. And it went from being against me to for me. Beloved, that's a Hushai the Archite. That is a spy that God has put. That is a covert agent on a secret team who is working behind the scenes on your behalf. And beloved, believe me, there have been moments in life that you don't even know about where there's been a Hushai that has spoken for you, that has put thumbs up instead of thumbs down, and has saved you in a given situation. And then he anoints us and baptizes us to go and be a Hushai behind enemy lines. Let's read our text. The context is a Gallimaufry. David, we know, has sinned against Bathsheba, and the Bible says that the consequence to this is that God said, I will raise up a sword of consequences against your house. And David was told by Nathan the prophet. He was told a story. He said, my king, there was a man, and he had all kinds of lambs. He was a big millionaire, and he had all kinds of lambs. And he found a man who had only one little baby lamb, and it slept with him, and it was precious to him. And he took that little lamb, and he slew it, and he killed it, and he ate it. And David said, as sure as the Lord lives, that man will pay fourfold for that little dead sheep. And Nathan said, you are the man, David. I gave you every blessing and every favor, and yet you in secret have taken Uriah the Hittite's wife, and you have impregnated her, and you have gone and killed her husband, Uriah the Hittite. And now I will raise up from among your family consequences, and the sword will never depart from your house. And from that, David had lived for 50 years with a perfect record. And at 50, he decided he was going to have a midlife crisis. And in that one moment, he made a choice that set the rest of his life until he died at 70 with consequences. And we see that the four lambs were like, the child that David and Bathsheba were pregnant with died, that little lamb died. And then his son Amnon died, was killed by Absalom. Then Absalom died. And then his fourth son Adonijah died. There were four lambs in place of the one. And so we're in the middle of this story. And David is now, his son Absalom is pursuing him and attacking him. And David is leaving Jerusalem. Now he's 60 years of age. And he's broken. And the scripture says, but David continued up the Mount of Olives weeping as he went. His head was covered and he was barefoot. All the people with him covered their heads too and were weeping as they went up. Now David had been told, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. So David prayed, Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness. And when David arrived at the summit of the Mount of Olives, where people used to worship God, Hushai the Archite was there to meet him, his robe torn and dust on his head. This is 2 Samuel 15, 30 through 32. Have you ever had to just shoot up an emergency prayer? You just had a second. David is ruined in his mind. He goes out of Jerusalem. He crosses the Kidron Valley. He climbs up to the Mount of Olives to a place of worship. And as he is going into exile, someone came up and said, oh, by the way, Ahithophel, who was David's primary counselor. Listen to what the Bible says about him. 2 Samuel 16, 23. Now, in those days, the counsel of Ahithophel was like the one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice. He was the wisest man in David's kingdom. He was David's closest confidant in giving wisdom. But there's a backstory to Ahithophel that we need to understand. He becomes a hateful and bitter man because Ahithophel's granddaughter was David's plaything, Bathsheba. So when David molests Bathsheba, and then the child is born and the child dies, Ahithophel, the grandfather, the wisest counsel to David, took on a burden of hatred and bitterness. Beloved, I know there's an explanation to the bitterness you felt in your life. Bitterness doesn't come out of nowhere. There are always explanatory causes to the bitterness that is offered to us. But beloved, bitterness is the only sin that is said to have a root. So whenever you see bitterness enter into your heart, you need to dig it up right away. You need to put the blood of Jesus on it right away. You need to renounce it right away, because in a second's time, roots begin to grow all over your soul, all over your mind. You know what the sting of bitterness is like. And Ahithophel sees David sin like this, and he just accepts a root of bitterness, and for 10 solid years, he has a burning hatred for David. He's smiling on the outside, giving perfect counsel. Every time he opened his mouth, everything he said was right. That's good street cred. And even when he was with David, when he became angry and bitter and turned to Absalom in betraying David, his counsel, even with Absalom, was perfect. If you obeyed his counsel, you would succeed. Beloved, bitterness is a nasty thing. Because once you allow it in, it will just, it's a cancer in your soul and in your mind and in your thoughts and in your feelings and your emotions. And if you don't deal with it right away, it just continues to grow. Well, Ahithophel for a decade has been feeling this hatred towards David. He's never mentioned it. He's never brought it up. That's why communication is so important. You can break the curse of bitterness if you confess it. If you find a confidant you can share it with, the light shines on it and just the demons dissolve with the light. But Ahithophel would not mention this, would not confront it, and it only grew. Now, you imagine a mastermind genius like this of counsel, corrupt now. And there's no sign that anyone noticed anything different about his behavior, but when Absalom rebels and seeks to kill David, Ahithophel leaves David and goes to Absalom and becomes his chief counselor. And when David is raggedly walking up the hill into exile, someone says, "Oh, by the way, Your Majesty, Ahithophel is with Absalom." Uh-oh. The one who knows all the secrets, the one who knows where the bodies are buried. Think of someone so close to you that knows a lot about you that could do the most damage to you. And beloved, betrayal has to come from somebody close, because someone you're not close to doesn't have the goods on you. Ahithophel had all the goods on David, and he was committing his brilliance to make Absalom king. So David, in this moment, just goes, "Oh, Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness." And as he is finishing that breath, the Bible says he runs into Hushai, the Archite. Now, Hushai is the answer to David's prayer. Hushai is the spy who's going to go undercover and frustrate the counsel of Ahithophel. Beloved, we're entering a season where there's no distance between prayer and answer. Just prepare yourself for it. I know we're expecting when we pray they don't get out of the room and nothing's really going to happen. Well, we need to change that tune. Because David wasn't even finished exhaling, and he ran into Hushai. Here he is with his garments torn, with dust on his head, empathetically standing in with the king, saying, "I'm with you. I'm your friend." Beloved, the friend is someone who walks in when the whole world is walking out. And so he just ends his prayer, and God says, "Here in human flesh, David, is the answer to your prayer. He is going to frustrate the counsel of Ahithophel. He is going undercover now from this moment on." Now, we don't know how old he was, but he was a little bit older, because David said, "You know what? If you come along with me on this road, you're going to be a burden to me. But if you want to help, go back and frustrate the counsel of Ahithophel. Become a spy undercover, be a double agent. I want you, anything you hear, anything you see, report it to my men who are the priests, and they're going to run it out and give me all this information." And so Hushai, that moment, goes right in. As David is fleeing, Absalom's coming in the other door, and he runs up to Absalom, and he goes, "Absalom, long live the king." And Absalom says, "I thought David was your friend. What are you betraying your friend for?" He goes, "I'm here for God's man. I'm here for the choice of the people." And Absalom receives him. Now, safely behind enemy lines is God's answer to all of King David's prayers. Beloved, you may not see it, but I promise you, God has friends you don't know about behind enemy lines speaking on your behalf, deflecting evil counsel, giving positive counsel. That's Hushai the Archite. And we are all called to be as servants of God. We're called to be Hushai. First, he was the answer to David's prayer. Beloved, isn't that the most sacred thought? That we are the answer to other people's prayers. Our smile, our kindness, our generosity, our word of encouragement. Not Billy Graham, not some big star, but you. You are a covert agent on a secret team for God. And you are first and foremost in your identity an answer to prayer. Beloved, can you think about it? I can count through my entire life every case of love with skin on it that God brought into my life. It was always a person that was an answer to my prayer. It wasn't a thing. It was an encouraging word at the right time, a word in season to him that is weary. It's the greatest gift God can give us. You're losing hope. Your love tanks are low, and you have an encounter, and it's Hushai the Archite behind enemy lines, giving words of refreshment, deflecting evil counsel. Oh, beloved, I could give you hundreds of stories of how enemies of mine have been deflected by the mercy of God and the grace of God who sought my ruin. You know, and it can't, you can't but throw yourself on the ground before the Lord, say, Lord, thank you, mercy, Lord. I don't want justice for anyone. I want mercy for everyone because I do not want to take justice. The Lord told me once, he said, Craig, if you want justice for them, you got to take it yourself first. So I've been pushing the mercy button ever since. Duct tape the mercy button. I want mercy. I give mercy. Thank you. Even when I'm not asked. I'm just a mercy man. Make that choice. Yes, but they need to be God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. He does a good job. Leave it alone. Don't wish justice on anyone. Give mercy. When you're cut, bleed mercy. And the Lord will step up on your behalf. Well, take a look at Hushai. So he's an answer to prayer. He is the answer to prayer. And I've just been meditating on this all week. What a refreshing perspective to view yourself in those terms. You are, in your primary identity, an answer to prayer. Someone doesn't even know what they're needing, but you're the answer. Your word, your encouragement. Don't demean yourself. It's the devil that's telling you you're stupid, dumb, ugly, and your mama dresses you funny. The devil is the one who's always cutting you down. See, what he doesn't want you to see is that you are a living, breathing, walking answer to prayer. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror, there's a new one. I am an answer to prayer. Everyone I run into today, Lord, make me an answer. And it's amazing how just your gifts, talents, and abilities will match you up with the people God runs you into. It's no random stuff. Everyone you encounter is a trajectory set by God for you to be an answer to prayer. And you know what? The best way that you can pay it is pay it forward. Think about the people that were answers to prayer in your life just this week. Somebody spoke the word in season. Somebody refreshed you. Someone was, you can watch a preacher on television and it changes your whole life. God reaches into your world. Isn't that beautiful? We need to become this intentional answer to prayer. So I've been strutting around a little bit this week going, I am an answer to prayer. I am an answer to your prayers, baby. So Hushai first is an answer to prayer. Secondly, Hushai was David's friend. Listen to this. The highest office you can ever be called to is friendship. The confidant. Never leaves, who never forsakes. That's your calling. To be a friend is to have an I-thou intimacy, face-to-face. Remember when we did our teaching on I-thou? We found out that all relationships are to be I-thou, subject-to-subject, intimacy, face-to-face, not I-it. See, there are I-thou relationships, God's intent, and there are I-it relationships. And I-it is a subject-object relationship. That is not a relationship blessed by God. When you are loved as an end in and of yourself, that is a holy thing. When you're loved as a means to an end, you're being used. We're to use things and love people. I never love things and use people. So friendship is primarily... God's calling with him for us to have an I-thou with him. And in turn, we have a subject-to-subject, face-to-face intimacy with him. Then we translate that horizontally to all of our encounters because we are Hushai, the Archite. We are a friend of the king. What a place to be, the king's friend. Shh, he's the king's friend. People change in their demeanor. When they find out he's a friend of the President of the United States, look, people start going, well, how are you today, sir? Can we get you something to drink? You're called to friendship and intimacy. And the thing I love about Hushai is he was gentle. He was compassionate. He was merciful. He was empathetic with David. He tore his garments as a symbol of grief that his king, his beloved king, had just been driven off the throne at 60. And remember, this hard season for David is revealing all of his true friends and all the fakes. Beloved, some about hard times make a jackrabbit eat hot pepper. They're only in hard times do you see who's with you. And David is seeing clearly who is with him and who is not. So don't worry about hard times and pressure and stress, because that's when your friends are going to be revealed for who they are. Abraham Lincoln used to say, if you want to see what a man is, give him power. Say, no, when he's down. No, when someone's down, they have to beg. But when you give influence to someone and you see how they handle it, that's the true nature. You'll see a manager at McDonald's with a Hitler mustache on. They give him one stitch of authority, and he's already Hitler. Come on. So you have to give someone power to see who they really are. That reveals identities. And David is clearly seeing who his friends are. Beloved, I thank God for difficult years, because it has sharpened so clearly in my life and delineated who the confidants are. And they're in this room right now. We got a room full of confidants. Do you know how pungent you are? Do you know how concentrated you are? You are like the essential oils that have to be so watered down, or if you just sniff the bottle. Have you ever been dumb enough to go to the essential oil aisle at Whole Foods? You go, oh, essential oils. Let me just, your brain explodes. It's on fire. You're supposed to just put a little bit. I did not know that as a teenager when I bought my first bottle of patchouli oil. I had it here. I bathed myself. And all you need is a little, just a, right? Craig was drenched. I mean, it smelled good when I smelled it on Rudy Perez. Rudy Perez played the congos in a band that I used to sing with. And Rudy was the coolest guy in the world, and he smelled so great. I mean, rarely do you meet a man that smells great. And I'm 13 years old, and I'm hugging Rudy. I go, Rudy, you smell so good. You smell like God must smell. What is that? And he goes, that's patchouli, son. And he showed me the little bottle, and of course I then sinned unto death with my version of it. And I've hurt a lot of folk with that patchouli, and I apologize. And beloved, Hushai was not only the answer to prayer and the friend, he was David's spy. You know, I just love this. It shows a degree of trust and intimacy with God that he would trust you as a double agent to infiltrate enemy lines, because agents can be flipped. You always have to know when you're dealing with spies. Whose side are you playing? Where are you? Are you faithful? Have you flipped? Are you acting like you flipped? God has to trust you to allow you to infiltrate enemy lines and maintain your dignity and maintain your faithfulness and maintain your loyalty, because you got to remember who you belong to. And Hushai the Archite was the archetypical image of a trustworthy spy. You got to love him. He's so smart. And he's going up against the smartest man in the empire. All right? So here we are in a situation, and we're just going to quickly go through, just to show you a little taste of Ahithophel versus Hushai. Because the context is going to be, Absalom is supposedly the new king, and he's sitting on the throne, and he goes, what do we do? What should we do? And Ahithophel steps up, clears his throat. 2 Samuel 17, 1 through 4. And this is his counsel. Ahithophel said to Absalom, I would choose 12,000 men and set out tonight in pursuit of David. I would attack him while he is weary and weak. I would strike him with terror, and then all the people with him will flee. I would strike down only the king and bring all the people back to you. The death of the man you seek will mean the return of all. All the people will be unharmed. This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. Oops. Everybody just went, yeah. Ahithophel. So Ahithophel's saying, speed up. Do it now. Move. Go. Don't talk another minute. Get up and go. Get him. We got 12,000 people here. I will personally lead. Notice he puts himself up. I will lead, your majesty, your faithful servant. And we will get him and we will kill him. And this was the counsel that was correct in this situation. You see this? We're in a deep situation here because Ahithophel is right. He's always right. Whatever the condition of his soul, he's always right. Beloved, there are some people that are so gifted, have so many talents, gifts, and abilities that if they were worshiping God or the devil, they're effective. Their gift works in both camps. Your gifts and talents and abilities can work in the devil's service or in God's service. And so, you know, you imagine Hushai is sitting there. It's like, oh my gosh, no, I wanted to comfort you real quick up front and mention the sovereignty of God. Because 2 Samuel 17:14 said, for the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom. Oh, praise God. Oh, Hushai. You know, in the natural, he's sitting there, right? He's got to somehow, you know, how's this going to flip? Everyone, including the king, said, great counsel, perfect as always. And then God meddled. Oh, beloved, you want him on your side. Yeah, you want him on your side. Because it looks like the devil's winning right across the board. And the Bible says, nah, I'm not going to go that way. And Absalom does something he would never normally do. He gets an idea. And he goes, well, we've heard Ahithophel. Do we have any other counsel? Hushai, what do you think? Your Majesty. 2 Samuel 17:11-13. So I advise you, let all Israel from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, be gathered to you with yourself, leading them into battle. Then we will attack wherever he may be found, and we will fall on him as dew settles on the ground. Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. If he withdraws into the city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city and we will drag it down to the valley until not so much as a pebble is left. Hushai says, slow down. Don't be in a rush. You know what Hushai's name means? Rush. Normally he's a rushy kind of guy. Not now. God has tamed that characteristic. And he says, delay. David's a mighty man now. You know him. You know his men are stalwart heroes. These are the mighty men of David. You know he's out there. He's a wounded bear. He's hiding in the holes. He's never been able to be gotten by anyone before. You need to remember who your daddy is. So what we need to do, let's get him, because we need to tear him to pieces, but let's slow it down, and let's go from Dan to Beersheba, and it'll take a few weeks, and let's gather all the army as numerous as the sands of the sea, and your majesty, you, not Ahithophel, he's an airhead, he's a talking head, you are the king, you lead them all out, and then it will be your victory, and all of us will be saved, and it says, Absalom went, Ahithophel's counsel is not good at this time. We will take the counsel of Hushai the Archite. Oh, and the Bible says Ahithophel stepped out of the room, went home, put his affairs in order, and hung himself. He's the Judas of the Old Testament. Do you remember years later with our precious Lord? Judas betrays him and goes and hangs himself. And Jesus quotes the psalm with reference to Ahithophel. He that ate bread at my table has lifted his heel against me. That was written about Ahithophel by David. And it was quoted in terms of Judas. So we have the Judas of the Old Testament, Ahithophel, hanging. And we have the proper counsel of God prevail. And guess what? It leads to Absalom's ruin. All David needs is time, man. He's 60. He's out of breath. He needs a few days. But he's still got it. And it was Hushai the Archite and his brilliant counsel that bought that time necessary. Bless his holy name. Beloved, God has people that are hidden on your behalf. And they're speaking for you. They're standing against the counsel of the enemy. They're subverting all of his plans because they're there for you. So, beloved, I want to comfort you today. God, our God, is sovereign. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Daniel 2:21. Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Isn't it wonderful? Even in the midst of David's chastening, God says, you're still my king. Even Ahithophel had a slip of the lip when he said, you know what, I'm going to take all these 12,000 men right now, and we're going to go get the king. He still calls David the king, because David is the king, and Absalom will never be king. And Absalom is going to wind up hung by his hair. Beloved, God wins, the devil loses every time with regard to you. May not look like it right now. You might be fleeing Jerusalem in your life and going on the run for a while. It's okay. But David lives, and he survives, and he returns to Jerusalem. And there's a lot of egg on a lot of faces when he comes back in. Oh, welcome, Your Majesty. Beloved, don't worry. Everybody's going to get their comeuppance. I want to bless you, precious answer to prayer, because it's true. Lord, I pray right now for your precious, beloved lambs. You are an answer to prayer, whether you know it or not. Your temperament, your personality, your birth order, your gifts, your abilities, your heart, your life experiences have wrapped you up into a package of a great big answer to prayer. The enemy doesn't want you to believe that, because the day you accept that reality is a new day for you and everyone around you. So right now, accept that you are an answer to prayer. You are Hushai the Archite. And secondly, you are a friend of God. God wants to intimately share his heart with you. The secret of the Lord belongs to those who reverence him. He wants you to have an I-thou intimacy, face-to-face fellowship with you. And all you need to do is open your heart and say, Jesus, come into my life, be my king. And you surrender your allegiance to Jesus, and you become an I-thou servant, who is a friend of the king. And third, beloved, you have been equipped and trained all your life to become the perfect covert agent on a secret team, to infiltrate this world for the glory of God, to be his salt and his light everywhere you go, making people thirsty, making people hungry for the things of God, because you are the answer to their prayers. Father, we accept these realities now. We embrace our identity as an answer to prayer, as a friend of the king, and as a faithful spy to subvert the works of hell, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Put your hands together now. Give the Lord some praise. He's mighty. David, come on up.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. God bless you in the name of Yeshua, our Savior. As you get your elements together, let me read to you a great quote from Jesus. It's found in John 6:57. Just as the living Father sent Jesus, and Jesus lives through the Father, even so, whoever continues to feed on Jesus shall live through and because of Jesus. Isn't that cool? I love it. So many of us don't realize that we can feed on Jesus for our health and our wholeness. That's what this is about, the bread. So why don't you get your bread out? Because Jesus is the bread of life. Because of his sacrifice of his body, you will live. Because of him, health will be restored back into your body because of his sacrifice. Receive it today in Jesus' name. And there's more good news. Yeah, King David suffered the spiritual consequence of his sin. The good news is, by the blood of Jesus, he took all of your sin, all of the judgment, all the anger God had against your sin. He took it upon himself on the cross. You don't suffer now for your spiritual consequences because Jesus suffered in your place by his shed blood. Let's praise his name and partake. Oh, may that joy and that freedom flow through you today. And we ask that you become a friend of Bethel today, if you're viewing. Become part of the Bethel family. We invite you in because you're here, maybe watching online, because Jesus drew you in. And if so, we welcome you in Jesus' name. And we ask for your support. We ask for your prayers. And you feel it on your heart to contribute financially with us. We say, God bless you. And we appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you all here for being with us. And may you all be blessed in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.
We hope today's message has been a blessing to you. And if it has, please visit our website at drcraigjohnson.org. There you can find additional messages of encouragement. And if our ministry has been a blessing to you, please consider us in your ministry giving, as we depend solely on the financial assistance of our listeners like yourself. Also, please feel free to send any personal prayer requests. You can find us online at drcraigjohnson.org. God bless you.